Hi, I'm Christy Uden, CEO at the Board of Certified Safety Professionals. When you think of a safety professional, what comes to mind? Maybe someone holding a clipboard, telling their coworkers what they're doing wrong? That image is common, but narrowly characterizes the fundamental role of a safety professional. Safety professionals play a critical role in the company's culture, making it a place where people want to work. They help us see the impact of the safe workplace and think of safety as something we want, not just something we need. Join me as we take a dive into the many facets of what safety professionals really do and the impact they have for their organizations. This is Safety on Location.
Well, hello again, listeners. We're here with part two of our visit to Oklahoma State University. And if you haven't checked out part one, now would be a good time to go do that. Last time we sat down with Leslie Stockel, an associate professor in the Fire Protection and Safety Engineering program. This week, we get to chat with Dr. Virginia Charter. She's the program coordinator and associate professor, and we'll also introduce you to a senior in the program, Caleb Pierce.
Yeah, Leslie and Virginia gave us an interesting look at the program's history. I had no idea that only a handful of schools in the country combined fire protection and safety into one degree.
That's right. And I like that when it began in 1937, it was actually being taught out of the campus's fire station.
What a neat beginning. Back then, it was actually only a two-year program, and Virginia explained to us it's become a four-year multidisciplinary program.
You know, I'm sure in 1937, fire protection was a big concern, but it's interesting to see how the program has changed as the industry and really society have changed. But it does sound like it's resistant to job market changes.
Right? Having 100% job placement rate is almost unheard of today.
Just like our podcast rating, 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into this conversation with Dr. Virginia Charter.
So my name is Virginia Charter, and I am the program coordinator as well as an associate professor here in the Fire Protection and Safety Engineering Technology program. So our degree dates back to 1937. And it was very different then. We were housed out of the campus fire station. It was very much rooted in the fire service. And then it was in the 1970s where the safety component kind of got added into the program. We developed from a two-year to a four-year program. There was a lot of programs that were adjusting to the four-year model at that time. And so it's evolved quite a bit from then. And then even recently, how technical risk has become and how interdisciplinary our program is, that we would go on, everybody that we try to work with, we try to tell our graduates, you are going to work with other engineering disciplines. You are going to work with HR and safety. You are going to work with CEOs down to people that work on a line. You have to be able to speak our language of safety and get people to want to buy into the systems, buy into fire protection, and because they want to be able to protect people, the environment, your workers, and anybody that might come to your facility. And so I think that we have evolved that not only are we doing these engineering and technology type disciplines, but we are trying to work with our students that we graduate that whole engineer, that whole safety professional, whatever it might be that they go into, that they have to have all the skills from communication to teamwork. And I think that's a valuable evolution from the early 2000s that we've worked on in order to make our graduates kind of that complete person.
How many students do you have here in the program?
Currently on campus, we have about 125 students for our undergraduates. And then we have another 15 or so that are our online students for our online program that we recently launched. And then from a graduate perspective, we have a cohort of about 5 or 6 students that are on campus that are working on research and things like that with faculty. And then we have another 20 students that are online in our master's program. And so we kind of have this big breadth of all the people that we service between online, on campus, master's, and undergraduate.
Very unique. What would you say is, you know, probably like the most unique thing about your program compared to some of the other programs out there?
I think one is that the opportunities are endless with our program, and that with us and how our degree is accredited, we are one of three programs in the United States from an undergraduate perspective that offer both fire protection and safety under the ETAC ABET criteria. And then the third program is a strictly EAC, which is just strictly engineering compared to engineering technology. But we're one of three programs that can offer that. So our students can go on and get a PE license. We are a qualified academic program, so they can graduate also with that. So they come out and they're able to not only have the GSP when they submit all their paperwork, they can take the FE. And so there's lots of different certifications. And so that provides so many different paths for our students, which in, and they don't think about it when they're freshmen, but when you go to graduate and if the economic environment in one job sector is not doing very well, our students have the capability to pivot into a different job sector very easily. I mean, it could be, maybe they've had internships the entire time in oil and gas, but then oil and gas isn't doing so well by the time they graduate and there's now no positions open. We've had graduates that have gone into engineering fields, and then at some point they may go back and say, all right, I've decided now that things have picked back up in that job sector, I can pivot back into that. And they can do those types of things with our degree because of the breadth of knowledge that they get on both fire protection systems, codes, safety management systems, occupational safety, all of those different things kind of come together, and it makes them easy to pivot into those different fields.
Have you adapted your curriculum and had like any challenges in fire protection and safety to address things that are happening currently in industry? Have you had to adapt to that?
Yes, we have. And a lot of what we're doing right now is we have a lot of elective courses. And so we utilize those to kind of test run different areas or, you know, looking at things like lithium ion batteries. That's a huge problem in both fire protection and safety. They're everywhere. Looking at wildland urban interface fires. That's another area that, you know, how do we protect, you know, if you're working in a big manufacturing facility and you have that risk, how could you help protect that facility? Or what do you need to be doing in those types of events? There's obviously been some larger fires recently in Southern California or even in Hawaii a couple of years ago, that risk is not just for firefighters, for fire protection engineers. Safety professionals need to also be looking at those types of risks for their facility. And so we've adapted through electives of that, as well as one of our senior classes in risk control engineering. That is a class that we probably look at, I feel like, every other year, of making sure that the content is relevant and how students can take all the classes that they've taken up until that point and look at facilities from a global perspective of risk, not just what fire protection system in it or what are they doing from an OSHA perspective, but how can they look at it globally? And so we probably look at that, like I said, almost every other year. It seems like that we're evaluating that class of what could we be bringing into that. And so it's important to continue to adapt. And we do a lot of that through, we get feedback from our industry advisory board that we have, that they provide feedback of things that are going on in industry, or they help review our curriculum to say, hey, we've noticed a lot of these types of things going on, and how could you consider adding some of that into the curriculum? And so, yes, we do.
do you foresee like there's a shortage right now, or because are there more people retiring and there's more opportunity for folks in this
yes,
field?
Absolutely. I know one job industry that is really trying to project out is the nuclear industry. That is an industry that we have heard from all sorts of different, you know, organizations that kind of work in that realm, that people stay there. And so they've been hired and they've stayed there for a really long time. And now they're starting to see, oh, we have a bunch of people that are about to start to retire. And they are trying to ramp up their recruitment to get more people into that industry. EHS professionals, it's the same thing. Like really, if we are taking a look at the retirements of the baby boomer generation, and even some maybe older Gen X generations, that we have to start replacing these folks. And I think it also shows that even while we've had, you know, the ups and downs of the economy, you know, even during COVID, we were still getting a lot of students hired because they were starting to see, oh, we should think about safety and emergency management and those types of roles. We have to start replacing them. And like I said, when we have, and I know it's both in fire protection and safety, that we have so many companies that they know that there's not enough graduates out of just the programs, and they have to shift and hire from all sorts of different places in order to fill those roles. And so there is a very great need for people in our industry.
What's one thing you wish more people knew about your program?
I think, and this is probably that it existed. our degree is very much a discovery degree. We get a lot of students that either they had family that already knew about the degree in some way. Maybe they had a parent that also went through it. We get a lot of legacies that come through. Or they get on campus and they've declared some other engineering major or even some other, you know, science type major. And then they find us on campus. So I think that's the biggest thing in the fire protection and safety fields is that there's a lot of people that just don't realize that that is something that you can work in. And that it is so beneficial to be able to work in this environment, because I feel like when I was in industry, I'm like, what I'm doing every day in working in the built environment is I'm planning these buildings so people can go in and know that they are safe. People can go in and know that if there's an event that they will be able to get out. And I think that provides a lot of value to people that are coming to college, like that they feel like they're making a difference. I think that's the biggest thing is like, how do we continue as an industry to get the word out about our program or even similar programs that this is an option and it's a really good option. There's jobs, there is a lifelong career where you will feel good about what you've done every day.
I hear that so many times when I talk to safety professionals, you know, and how much they love the job. It can be such a lucrative career and stuff. But there's so many people that don't know what it is and what it means to like what you're speaking about, and trying to figure out how do we help promote that. I always like asking people, like, you know, what else could we be doing if we could do something else? Or add something, is there anything that you could think of that would be helpful in spreading this word and making people see like what this job really is about?
I think, you know, what we've talked to even just a lot of alumni and things about, like, we can't be in every high school. We can't go to every, you know, scouting explorers group. We can't do all of those types of things. And so it's really a collaborative effort between anybody that is sitting in that safety field to be willing to go out, do career days, go and partake in, you know, like I said, a scout merit badge that's associated with fire safety or, you know, those types of things. Go out but then also promote your career, and being able to just get the word out there just a little bit more that this is an option. Because a lot of times when people think about engineering, they immediately think about the bigger disciplines, mechanical and civil and electrical. Those are kind of the three that they're like, yeah, that's engineering, isn't it? And they don't realize that there's all these other disciplines. They don't realize that there's so much more in the manufacturing corporate world that has to go into keeping people safe from, you know, making sure that when you're sitting at your desk that your positioning is right, that you're not going to get, you know, hurt yourself over time. I mean, it sounds funny, but to you and I, but at the same time, there's people out there that need to do those types of things to help protect our, you know, working people in the United States and beyond internationally. So it's just asking all the people to be willing to go out and talk about the benefits of their role and their career.
Virginia described the program as a discovery degree, one that students often hear about after enrolling at OSU. But she also mentioned that it's a legacy program too, with children following in the footsteps of their parents or grandparents. Our next guest, Caleb Pierce, is a bit of both. He came to OSU planning to study aerospace engineering, but with a grandfather who was a fire protection engineer, he couldn't ignore his calling.
Well, we're really excited. We have one of our VCSP scholarship recipients here with us today. And so if you could just introduce yourself, your name, and the program that you're in here at OSU.
Yeah, my name is Caleb Pierce. I'm a senior here at the Fire Protection and Safety Engineering Technology Program at OSU.
And you recently won the VCSP scholarship. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell me how has that had any impact?
For sure. Yeah. You know, I've been raised by a single mom. So obviously paying for college is something that's hard and having to do it myself and take out student loans. So winning the scholarship and $5,000 at that, it's definitely helped. And, you know, not just the money part, but winning the scholarship, being the only one from OSU to win it, is just showing that I'm doing something right.
Talk to me a little bit about why you chose OSU. What brought you here?
Yeah, it's a long story, but I originally came here for the aerospace and mechanical program. You know, my grandpa's an engineer, so I always knew I wanted to be an engineer. I just thought I wanted to be an aerospace engineer. And so I came here, and we have a summer bridge program. So you come as a freshman or before you're a freshman for a month. And so I did a design project with mechanical, and then I did a design project with fire protection with one of our professors, Dr. Hoskins. And that's when I was like, well, I think I kind of want to switch. And so Dr. Stockwell actually gave me and my grandpa a tour of the lab. And that's when I was like, okay, I think I want to switch to fire protection safety. And so I went and talked to my advisor and I switched. And you know, my grandpa, he's a fire protection engineer. So that's been a huge part of my life. And I never always understood what that meant. But now that I'm here, I'm getting a super good experience into what that is.
One thing that I find interesting, and maybe you can shed some light on this, is kind of like you say, a lot of people don't know about this as a career,
yeah,
right? And so what would you say to that student that's thinking about maybe engineering or something? What kind of persuaded you that, well, this is still engineering, but this is a different path, and what that looks like? What is there a certain skill set, personality? What is it you think that would help somebody determine if this is for them?
You know, growing up, I was never good at math or science. And, you know, that's the things you have to be good at engineering. The thing about this program is it's engineering technology. So rather than taking dynamics and things like that, you get more of the hands-on approach. And so we have several different engineering technology programs, but that's what's really helped for me is I wasn't always the greatest at math. I am now that I'm in college, but you know, it's more hands-on approach, and I've always liked working with my hands, and that's what I like about engineering. As far as the fire protection program, we do have 100% job placement rate, so that's a very unique thing. You know, when I was in mechanical and aerospace, it's more of you may have a job today and tomorrow you may not have a job, but 20 years from the future, I'll have a job. And so it's a very small field. Everyone knows everyone. You know, I interned with the company my freshman year, and I didn't tell them anything about my family. And then I ended up telling them who my grandpa was, and they were like, oh, I know exactly who that is. So it's, everyone knows everyone. And it's a very, very familiar and very nice career.
So what is there any particular hands-on experience that you've had through the program that's really stood out?
Yeah, you know, we get to go to all sorts of different places. Our occupational safety class, we get to go to like TED Tank Farm and National Standard in different lab or different industries around Stillwater and Oklahoma. So, you know, you get to go to these places, you get to see how they do safety and their things. And we read a book in class, but it's not just that. We get to go and see that actually happening in person. And one of our old professors, Professor Wilson, he worked at ASCO here in Stillwater, and then he came and worked here, and then we get to go there. And so we get to see how he took safety and applied that in the books that we're learning. So it's great.
Do you get to do anything while you're there and that you actually get to do the experiment or anything in particular that's unique, you think, to this program?
Yeah. So in our human factors class, we got to do a project at a company where they assigned each group a different project relating to ergonomics. And so the entire semester we had to go out there several times and basically do a whole ergonomic assessment and write a presentation about it, and ended up doing really well and getting 100 and doing really well. And then they said this is something that they see a problem with. You know, the worker ended up getting carpal tunnel, and so it's something that a lot of workers are doing, and so that they're seeing a problem with in the future. So they're like, okay, well, we want to take this and do a senior design project with it at some point. So it's definitely very, very hands-on.
So you're not only identifying the potential risk or problem, yeah, but you're actually providing solutions,
yeah,
as a student.
For sure.
Projects.
And that's the great thing. You know, we get to read the books, but then we also get to do it in the field too.
Oh, very exciting. When you graduate, you get the opportunity to pursue certification you choose. And I'm just curious, is that something that you think you would do? And why would you pursue a certification?
Yeah, so you know, I've always wanted to be an engineer. So of course I want to get my professional engineering license. But you know, as a member of, you know, a qualified academic program, we get our GSP when we graduate. You just have to go apply. So obviously I want to do that. And over the past few months, I've realized I do want to get my CSP, and that engineering experience can be used to get your CSP. And I feel like a lot of students, they either say, oh, I'm going fire, or I'm going safety, and they get this in their head that it's either or, but it's not. You know, safety is everything. Fire falls under safety. So it's definitely, I want to do both, and I want to get both certifications.
What would you tell that aspiring safety professional or student in engineering? What advice would you give them to be successful in their career?
You know, safety is about people. It's about protecting people. It's also about getting to know them. It's not about being, you know, a safety cop or about reading the rules. It's about, you know, going into the facility, talking with people, learning what their problems are, what you can do to fix them. And so I would say get involved in whatever you can, as much as you can. Not something that I've always loved to do, whether it's in high school or in college. It's just get involved in whatever thing you can. Meet people, meet as many people as you can, network, you know, just do whatever you can.
Well, that concludes our Safety on Location episode in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I think it's safe to say that Caleb's passion for the field is contagious.
Definitely. I loved hearing from all three guests about how this program combines classroom learning with the hands-on industry experience.
And when you pair that with a 100% job placement rate in a network where, as Caleb said, everyone knows everyone, it's clear why this is such a sought-after degree and job field.
Yes, this close-knit nature of the profession is what I think one of its greatest strengths. It's really a supportive community, and it's exciting to see these students becoming a part of that.
Well, we'd like to thank Caleb, Virginia, and Leslie for inviting us to mess up their schedules for a couple of days, and a big thank you to you for listening. Well, stay tuned for more episodes of Safety on Location, and who knows where we'll end up next.
Safety on Location is a podcast from BCSP with your host, BCSP CEO Christy Uden, produced by Joel Burgai, edited by Jared Griot, and editorial support from Brandon Mohaupt. If you like this episode, subscribe to receive new episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.